I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. First, an apology for being a week late with this episode. I alternate softball and treasure hunting podcasts every other week, and last week I accidentally did a treasure hunting show when I should have done a softball show, so I'm turning them around this week. Things like that happen when you turn 65, I guess. The topic this week is senior softball, specifically the Champaign, Illinois Senior Softball League, of which I am a team manager and player. Last night, we had our fall managers meeting where we discussed rule changes for the league. 10 old men set in their ways trying to agree on anything is an explosion waiting to happen. But we were pretty calm. We discussed some changes, and we have the whole winter to discuss them with our teams. We'll have a preseason meeting in the spring to vote on which changes to ratify and which to reject. Now, I've never been in another senior league, and I don't know if other leagues rewrite their ASA rules. But I want to tell you some of the things we've done and why, because maybe some of these weird rule changes would make sense for your league. We have 10 teams in the league. To play in the senior league, you have to turn 55 the year you start playing, so you can play at 54 as long as you're 55 by December 31. The oldest player in our league is, I believe, 83, so we have an age range of some 29 years. Our teams are mismatched. 5 of them play to win, they actively recruit the younger hotshots, and they fire players when they hit an age where they start to slow down. 4 of the other teams are more concerned with friendship than athletic ability. They play for the fun of it. They've played together for years, nobody gets dropped from the team, and they don't care if they win or lose. The 10th team is called the 65ers, and it's composed of players who are at least 65 years old. Most of these players also play on one of the regular teams. So anyone in our league who is 65 or older can be on 2 teams, and they can play on both of those teams the same night. A 65er can't play against his regular team, though, and the members of the 65er team are different for every game. Now here's where it gets interesting. The skill level between the 5 play-to-win teams is much greater than that of the 4 play-for-fun teams and the 65ers. The obvious solution to that problem is to have an annual draft, giving all the teams some good players and some not-so-good players. But nobody wants to do that. Most of these guys have been playing as teammates since grade school, and they'd quit the league if they were forced to play on a different team. And I can understand that. We get set in our ways, you know, when we get old. So what to do? A few years ago, when there were just 8 teams in the league, high teams played against high teams and low teams against low teams. That made the matchups more even, but each team had only 3 opponents that they played over and over again. So we came up with the idea that everybody plays everybody, but whenever a low team plays a high team, the low team gets 1 free courtesy run at the beginning of each inning. That helped a lot. The high teams still win more often than not, but we do have frequent upsets. When a low team beats a high team, the celebration is something to behold. We did find one problem with this method, though. When a low team batted last, and the score was tied going into the bottom of the last inning, the low team was awarded its courtesy run and automatically won without having to bat. Nobody liked that. So next year we're putting a runner at second for the low team in that last inning if the score is tied, rather than award a free run. Here's another rule change we've made that we like. We play 4 games per night in our park district, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. 1 hour is allowed for each game, and we do have a clock to end the game, otherwise we might be playing until midnight. The clock starts with the first pitch. In regular league play, the clock is set for 55 minutes. When time expires, the current inning is finished and the game's over. Now this rule makes teams with the lead in a close game drag their heels, trying to make that inning last until the clock ends the game. So in our senior league, the clock is set for 45 minutes, and when the time is up, we finish the inning we're in and then play one more inning. This makes clock manipulation much less effective. Next season, we're moving the clock to 50 minutes, and we'll still play an extra inning after the clock runs out. Thanks for listening. Check out my book, Managing and Coaching Adult Slow Pitch Softball, at slowpitchbook.com. There are some free articles there for you, too. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.